Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. A domestic violence call in Brooklyn has ended in a fatal shooting. The suspect gunned down by police. The drama unfolded around 9 this morning after a 911 call that sent officers to an apartment building on East 86th Street in Canarsie. A 27-year-old woman reported being harassed by a man she was trying to get an order of protection against, and police that were first on the scene say he had a gun. NYPD Brooklyn South Chief Frank Giordano.
After repeated warnings were given to drop his weapon, and the subject did not comply with those orders. The subject was shot once in his chest.
Then rushed to a hospital, but it was too late. Police are still trying to piece together exactly what happened. They've been on the scene for hours now. Well, no arrests yet after a deadly hit and run that took the life of a senior citizen in Brooklyn last night. Police now hoping to get tips to help track down the driver that fled the scene on a Sunset Park Street.
75 years of Judith Byron's life gone in a matter of seconds. She was killed on the corner of her own block. That picture not sitting right with her neighbors, Glenn and Lauren.
Yeah, I'm still processing it. That's, yeah.
A little like lost that it was so sudden and so close.
Around 11:30 Saturday night, police say a Toyota SUV struck her and kept going. Glenn says hit and runs are the new norm.
Somehow we've gotten to a point where that is the right thing to do.
She's remembered as a tiny but fierce leader, still sharp and still strong. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Sunset Park.
Three men dead this morning in a crash on the Staten Island Expressway. Police say the driver of a Chevy Cruze lost control of the vehicle, hit a barrier, and it overturned. This happened around just shortly before 4:30 in the morning near Victory Boulevard. The names of the victims not yet released, but we do know their ages, 25, 26, and 27. Well, former Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez not in the booth for today's Colts-Raiders game on Fox. The former NFL star and current TV analyst was stabbed and then arrested after a bizarre confrontation.
According to police, the incident occurred between out-of-towners and wasn't considered a random act of violence. Investigators say an argument between the two men quickly escalated just after midnight Saturday, leading to Sanchez sustaining injuries consistent with stab wounds. Police say Sanchez, who is still hospitalized, faces misdemeanor charges, including battery, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication.
Correspondent Ike Jachi, Sanchez has now been officially charged in a hearing scheduled for Tuesday morning. His bond set at $300. The local Indianapolis Fox TV station says the other man involved is a 69-year-old food delivery man who was making a delivery when the two got into a dispute over a parking spot. Police are now out with a sketch of an 11-year-old autistic boy from Brooklyn who's missing. Jacob Pritchett is said to be nonverbal and unable to identify himself. Cops say he lived in a home in Brownsville with his mother, but she now denies even having a son. Jacob may have been missing for a month or more, they say. The NYPD has released a sketch instead of a photo because they say that's all they have right now. The city's Administration for Children's Services found out that Jacob was missing on September 25th. after someone called the state hotline concerned about his well-being. Anyone with information is asked to contact the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline. Police have now released the name of the 37-year-old man fatally shot by his own cousin in a murder-suicide. Reports say this was related to a dispute over the sale of the family home in Queens. His name is Prince McFarland, and he lived in Brooklyn. Police say his 41-year-old cousin shot him and then took his own life. Their uncle told the Daily News the two relatives had been haggling over the sale of the home and how much each of them would receive from it. The house was listed on several real estate websites, that is, with an asking price of $600,000. Polish pride on display this afternoon with the 88th annual Pulaski Day Parade, marching up Fifth Avenue from 39th to 54th Streets. This year's parade theme is the 1,000th anniversary of the Polish Kingdom. Richard Zawinski is the president of the General Pulaski Organization. He tells 1010 Winds.
There's a great joy and a great pride for being able to have our parade on Fifth Avenue, which is Fifth Avenue, like one of the Queen's avenues in the entire world.
The event draws about 250,000 people from the tri-state. The parade is held every year on the first Sunday in October, which closely coincides with the anniversary of General Pulaski's death. This year's Grand Marshal is a Polish-born businessman from New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.